First, the shootdown, now the questions. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. If the administration knows what it was the president ordered shot down over Alaska Friday, they're not saying yet.
Success.
A single word from President Biden on his decision to shoot down an unidentified unmanned object over Alaska. U.S. officials can't say right now whether it was another spy craft or where it came from. But the president's biggest concern was its altitude and unpredictable path.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
This one at 40,000 feet could have posed a threat to civilian aircraft, and it did not appear to have the maneuverable capability that the other one did.
Research for remnants of whatever it was is underway off the northeast coast of Alaska. Some critics noting that Kirby didn't mention the shootdown until a reporter asked him about it at a media briefing. The electronic payload from the spy balloon shot down a week ago off the east coast has been located. Mostly intact, searchers say, but recovery efforts have been suspended for the weekend because of high seas. The AP reports lawyers for former President Trump have recently turned over more documents bearing classified markings evidently found in his home and a laptop belonging to a Trump staffer. Another potentially classified document was found in the home of the former vice president after a voluntary FBI search on Friday.
A senior aide to former Vice President Mike Pence confirms FBI agents recovered one document with classified markings and six without markings. Pence, who was not home while the FBI was there, is facing increasing pressure as he considers a 2024 presidential run.
Fox's David Spunt. Last month, Mr. Pence turned over about a half dozen documents that he'd found at his home from his time in office. More than a dozen additional earthquake survivors have been pulled from the rubble alive in Turkey 5 days after the monstrous earthquake that's killed nearly 24,000. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Police in Raleigh, North Carolina have released body cam video from a controversial traffic stop last month. In it, officers tased black motorist Darrell Williams. Despite his claims of medical issues, Williams later died.
Body cam footage shows officers telling him to put his hands up. There was a struggle. The police report says Williams was tased and fell to the ground.
Hey, please, put your hands behind your back. Behind your back now.
3, 2, 1.
The footage shows Williams saying, "I have heart problems," and he got tased again. That report says Williams stopped breathing after he was handcuffed. Officers tried to resuscitate him, but he was soon pronounced dead. Till NATO, Fox News.
Five people aboard a bus carrying passengers on the tarmac at Los Angeles International Airport have been injured in a collision between the bus and a jet that was being towed away from the gate. The aircraft was empty. Federal safety investigators will look into it. A federal judge says prisons in Alabama are still critically understaffed. He had earlier ruled the lack of mental health care for inmates amounted to cruel and unusual punishment. Since that time, staffing levels have continued to fall. The prison's down about 500 guards in the last year and a half. The state blaming a tight labor market. We may soon get more insight into whose names were in the contacts of a late disgraced financier.
Jeffrey Epstein documents with the names of his associates reportedly will soon be made public. Among the names expected on that list, the UK's Prince Andrew. The list is expected to include the names of associates, victims, and employees, including people who are said to be alleged perpetrators. Epstein took his own life while incarcerated in a New York federal correctional facility in 2019 while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.